Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Borough of Seabrook, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, has provided the date, time, and location of this meeting to at least two designated newspapers, published the same in the Asbury Park Press, the official newspaper, filed it with the clerk, and posted notice on the bulletin board of borough offices. Good evening, everybody. Welcome. We have a roll call, please.
Cashmore?
Here.
Chairman Cunningham?
Here.
DeJulio?
Here.
Vice Chairman DeCio? Duffy? Councilman Lexstein? Is absent. Mayor Long? Is absent. Not?
Yes.
Absent. Smith? McGinley?
I'd like to welcome two new members this evening. First, for a two-year term, Class 4 alternate, number two, Peggy Bills. Welcome, Peggy. Might as well go right.
Might as well.
Do you want to do them one at a time?
Yeah, I can. They're different. Yeah, they're the same. Yep, nope, we can.
And also Carolyn Ray, right?
Ray.
R-A-Y, Ray.
Okay, right.
Okay.
If you both want to stand and raise your right hand and just state your name. I.
Carolyn Ray.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of the office of.
All the duties of the office of.
Planning slash zoning board alternate.
Planning slash zoning board.
Alternate number two. You say alternate number three.
Alternate number three.
For a two-year term. According to the best of my ability. So help me God.
So help me God.
Yay! Send this one down to Carolyn and that one down to Peggy. Just sign them and send them back.
Sorry, Liz.
Welcome, ladies. On to the minutes of May 8th. Discussion or motion? Second? Did we get a second?
Oh, yes. Yep. Okay.
Roll call, please.
Cashmore?
Here. Yes.
DeJulio?
Yes.
DeCio?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Okay, that's all we can.
Thank you.
On to the resolution for Juan and Kathleen Franco, 30 Waterview. Way. Lot 32, Lot 75. Is there any discussion on that or a motion?
Motion.
Second, Liz again.
Cashmore?
Yes.
DeJulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeCio?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
McGinley?
Yes.
Thank you.
On to the resolution for James and Maureen Fullerhand, 526 Ocean Avenue, Lot 29, Lot 15. Second? Roll call, please.
Cashmore?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeCio?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
McGinley?
Yes.
On to Diane Shore Resolution, 252 Ocean Avenue, Block 30, Lot 50. Any discussion or motion?
I'll make a motion.
All right, I'm second.
Nah. You two are on tonight.
Good team tonight.
You didn't hit the shot.
Cashmore?
Yes.
DeJulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeCio?
Yes.
Duffy? Smith?
Yes.
McGinley? Okay.
Okay, to the Bank of America, the drive-up ATM, 1117 Ocean Avenue, Block 21, Lot 1. Minor site plan approval.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Scott Baum, for the record, on behalf of the applicant, Bank of America.
Welcome.
As noted, this is an application for minor site plan approval for lighting improvements for existing bank facility here in town. I have one witness, it's Anthony Aldano from Stillfield Engineering. And with your permission, I'd like to call him and explain to you what it is that we're proposing to do.
Sure, before we do that, for the board, I have reviewed the notices and the publications, all seem to be in good order. Board can accept jurisdiction. I have marked as A1 the jurisdictional packet. I've marked as A2 the letter from Board Engineer David Hoder dated 4/3/18. I've marked A3 as the packet with two photos of existing building, East Main Street, not in East New Street side. I live on East Main Street. And East Ocean, and then the other one's East Ocean Avenue, prepared by Stonefield. A4 is the minor site plan by Stonefield Engineering and Designs dated 10/20/17, revised 2/9/18. A5 is the topographical survey by First Order LLC dated 9/25/17. And just because this is a corporate entity, Bank of America, and you've heard that the one witness is going to be Anthony Aldano from Stonefield, nobody, does any board member have any conflicts with any of the entities, okay? Mr. Aldano, the Bible's right there, and if you want to put the left hand on the Bible, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear a testimony you're about to give is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Okay, could you state your name, spell your last name for the record?
Yes, my name is Anthony Aldano, Aldano spelled A-L-B-A-N-O.
You're from Stonefield Engineering and Design?
Stonefield Engineering and Design, located at 92nd Avenue in Motherwell, Jersey.
You're a licensed engineer?
I am a licensed engineer in the state of New Jersey with a degree in civil engineering at the Polytechnic Institute.
Without any objection from the board, we'll accept your credentials.
If you can explain to the board, I think everyone probably knows, but to orient them, the location of the site, what it is that we're proposing to do, and why it's a good spot to do it.
Yeah, once again, this is Bank of America drive-through facility located at 117 East Ocean Avenue. It is between East New Street and East Church Street. There is a drive-through entrance along East New Street with an exit driveway onto East Ocean Avenue. And there is also a parking lot entrance and exit along East Church Street. Once again, the property is commonly referred to as Lot 21, Lot 1. It's located in the B1 Central Business Zone where banks are permitted use. And in general, these lots on Ocean Avenue are business uses, and then to the east towards the beach are residential uses. Now, give a little background on this application. Bank of America is running a series of programs through all the branches in the Northeast. As part of that program, they are proposing to install new LED fixtures on the site at the same time, bringing all their sites to compliance with any state or local regulations that are in fact that the branch, the specific bank location may not currently be up to. As an example of these applications, currently ones that are constructed in Ocean Township, Bradley Beach, and Lee Town, that have gone through this program, brought those sites in compliance with the New Jersey State Aging Light Code, which we're trying to bring this site into compliance. So as the main part of this application, we have a light project. We're turning on the sheets here, submitted for sure. These are both light upgrades that are going on to the site. The program includes moving two canopy lights and three wall lights that are currently on site. You will be fixing six canopy lights underneath the drive-through with three LED fixtures. New lights that will be installed include three wall packs, five poles that have total of six fixtures. And that will be a total of 9 fixtures going on site, which will result in a net gain of 4 like pictures on the site.
Can I just ask you on that, because I'm just looking at our engineer's letter, he says that what you're adding is one double pole light, three single pole lights, and six canopy lights, and then the three wall mounted lights. Is that right?
I believe there's one pole in this that's on the pole number.
So what should I be changing this to? One double pole, three, or four single poles? Four single poles.
There's one, two, three.
Gotcha, thank you.
So we have reviewed the owner associate's review letter, to go over the zoning comment. At this time, it's just APM drive-through use, there are no employees there on a hourly basis. There will be an employer that comes in and change out the, of course, the cash money rate there as well as the scene. I'll be as a new basis from their schedule. The impervious coverage existing is 5,500 square feet, which is 80%, which would be existing non-conformity. But there is no change in the impervious coverage as per the time on this part of this application. Now, we've all, the engineer also had comments about lighting on site.
So the lot coverage is what, did you tell me?
5,570.
What percentage is that?
80%.
Okay. And that's existing?
Yes.
Not changing?
We have discussed the order, discussed the lighting on site. We have discussed ways to lower the lighting on site, and as part of resolutions for clients, we're going to look at the order. As part of that resolution.
So under that, we're looking under his technical review, set item number two, in, with regard to the intensity. You're okay with bringing it down to less than 20-foot candles?
We will be reducing, we will be trying to reduce the pictures along the edge of the light poles. Especially for supporters, we're looking to make custom light shield awnings, which is like heading towards the residential property. So we will put that as well, as we're looking into possibly lowering the LED count in the fixtures. As part of that, we're looking into, we have to be able to come up with a design that meets the state APM requirements as of right now, but we will be providing option to add new shields to things that reduce the lighting.
So you're gonna, just to break down, you're gonna provide the house side shields?
That's right.
Near the homes? Okay, and then, you said about the off-site foot candle data, you're gonna put that on your plans, you're gonna give him a revised calculation?
Talking and discussing the project with Mr. Hunter, the issue that came up is with the security lighting, sorry, with the overall lighting plan, which is sheet C3, show the light levels at grade, which is what we typically see that, because so like, municipalities like to see for the light levels. And with the higher light level, we're on sheet C4. And what sheet C4 visualizes is five areas that we have to be in compliance with the state APM requirements. Basically, what those problems are, that we need two-foot candles, we're going in 50-foot compliance area for the APM, and also in 5 feet of the APM, we provide 10-foot candles. So discussions with the board went over that within that 5 feet radius, it's very difficult for us to lower the light levels without adding more fixtures in the canopy, because we get that entire compliance area of the 10-foot candle, the 40 candles that have to be higher. So that's where that 20-foot candle is coming from.
Now, this is in the canopies?
Yep.
We're talking, so the canopy, the lighting, you're gonna have six canopy lights, it's what's proposed, right?
Yeah.
And so, give me the candle numbers and the distance again, just.
Yep, so the requirement is for all the 50 feet and technically 60 feet of combined parking areas, these are two-foot candles measured at 3 feet high. And then within 5 feet of the exposed outdoor APM, it needs to be 2 feet high. Yes, 10-foot candles.
10-foot candle for 5 feet?
Yep, from all edges of the APM. And that's, and utilizing existing light placement, these are the light levels that are required.
And when you say for all edges of the,
So from left to right, you're facing the APM, not just from the center, from the edges.
So it's just the ATM itself, though, not the whole area? ATM machine?
Yeah, ATM machine.
Okay.
What would you say the foot candles are now?
I do have exhibits I'd like to submit.
That'll be A6.
So this is.
And what is that?
This is existing light study we've done at grade and the 15-foot radius that we've got on site measured. And currently, if in the site at grade, 10.6, next to the ATF was some below 10.6. So as part of that, that's why we have to go in and get it. As well as you can see, there's points that are 6.5. It's below that 10. So that's why we're going.
So you don't meet the ATM requirements?
Not currently.
And just so we know, who establishes those requirements? The feds or?
It's the state, it's the state electronic.
Okay.
Security Act that prescribes these levels, which is more or less the purpose of this application. Also, the modernized light.
So, and that's part of that, so it's not compliant with those light levels and parking arrays. And that's what that'll bring us into compliance, I think, doesn't matter to us.
Dave, you had a question?
Well, I just want to sort of explain my comment. Anthony took all my thunder. But I was just concerned about the light panels at the perimeter of the site, especially towards the residential piece. Because there's houses there, there'll probably always be houses there. There will be windows. And 20-foot candles is pretty high. I just measured it in this room, and they have a nice app. 16-foot candle, right where I'm sitting.
If you're a nerd, Dave. If you're a nerd.
That's right. That's important to be.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that he's proposing more than, for example, where I'm sitting right now. It's a lot for a parking area. And a combination of lower that down and then provide, even though LEDs are directional lights, not like incandescent or fluorescents, they're tubes, so they will sort of run straight down, which is a good thing. They'll also provide some shields on the back, just adjacent to the residence. So the idea was try to keep the people that are adjacent to the thing so that they're not bothered by what I'm assuming is going to be, this is security lighting will be all night, right? It'll be all night. So
that the lights that you're talking about, Dave, are they the pole lights?
Yeah, the pole lights are the ones that we have to be modified. Okay. Under the canopy, I don't think we have to touch it.
No, okay.
Because that's kind of far away from the people that live nearby.
So the pole lights will be modified so that they have they'll shield the house side and lower the foot candles at it, or no?
What I'm asking them to do is lower the pole light at the east side of the property.
Lower the height of it?
Lower the intensity.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah, of the pole light.
Okay.
And then provide a house side shield on the east side of that light, so that there's no possibility of shining, let's say, in the house or in a window or in a porch or annoying the property next door. And it should be zero as it exits the property lot. The candle should be zero, but if we get close to that, that'll be fine.
So if we said that they will modify the pole lights by lowering the intensity, providing house shields on the house sides. To the satisfaction of the board engineer, that's it.
Yeah. I have one other question that didn't come up in my letter, and I just you sort of jogged my mind on this question. In my memory, is the parking lot next door that's opposite that is the piece of pavement? Could I ask you to strike that into parking spaces? Is there a reason it's not? It's parking, and it's in the borough. You need parking.
I will follow up. The one thing I would say is that the bank would prefer not to open up public parking.
Okay.
So that's something I want to kind of strike. So I could reach out and see what the bank's commissioner said. If they're agreeable, next to what we can reach out.
I just think that from the usual parking lot right now, and I know you used to have people that were in the bank that actually sat there as a teller, but no one. So maybe there's no reason for you to need it.
Then we'll reach out to the bank and discuss that with them and see if they're able
to. Okay, it could be a liability issue too if they don't have anyone.
Do you use it for parking? Does the bank use it for parking?
There's currently not employees at the site, so no. They would do it. If they did, they would need two spaces also for the transaction. So you'll follow up with them.
Probably just want to give it to the borough.
I didn't want to. No, I know, I've seen the person that comes and services the ATM.
Right, and he's
They
park right there.
They're right there in front of it. Nobody uses the park. But I know, I have seen local people use it.
Right.
In the back.
Who's in the know?
I haven't seen a local come for stuff.
As I go, yes.
I have a question for you also. Are you adding poles or light fixtures that are outside of the absolute state requirement?
So the only one that technically would be would be the AX1 in that parking area. That's also the green site in the compliance with the parking lot requirements of the Walker Borough. So without that pole, we'd be in non-compliance with the parking field. So if the board would be agreeable to remove that, then we just require a waiver from the parking lot concern.
I'm trying to think what right next to that isn't the parking.
Yeah, across the street.
Isn't this a company? What do you, yeah.
To residences, branches.
I don't know if that's an issue with that pole right there. It's alongside the street. It's not. It's more across the way than it is. Anything else?
That's theirs.
It doesn't restrict it. It's a bank of records.
Because they don't argue right on the section.
So I think it's about the.
On the other side?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Would the lights be any brighter than people actually come with the headlights?
No, but they'll be constant here. That's the thing. They'll be on all the time. A portion of this is security lighting. Security lighting would be on 24 hours as well.
That's the canopy.
The entire nighttime. Is there a portion of the lighting that will be on only, let's say, till 9 o'clock or something, or everything beyond?
I would have to double check off the top of my head. I'm not 100% positive, but as part of that resolution, we could look at whether or not that AX1 by the drive-through, by the parking lot entrance convention, that would be the only one that I can see being able.
But if you're not using the parking lot.
Yeah, and that's more agreeable, but there is.
But people do use it, so do you want, is there enough light from the street for the people that do use it?
I think there is, but if they're lighting it.
And that's part of the thing.
Then should let people use it?
The bank doesn't like to rely on street lighting in case the street light does go out and not bring the site into non-conformity, so we try to have the bank's light stable. Just so in case the light does go out and the bank can't go and replace the street light, they can't rely on that light.
I'm going to put down that you're going to go back to the bank and ask if they'll strike the parking lot. And do you want that light? Was that something either Dave or Steve that you were talking about that?
No, I worry about the issue out there. I don't think that's really an issue. I think it's AX1 towards the back of the lot, probably more of an issue to the neighbors.
That's what he's talking about. So do you think that AX1?
No, the AX1, I'm talking about the plant page up there.
I agree with you, Steve.
That's fine. What do you think? The public traveled areas, that's probably not a bad idea. One I think Dave's concerned about is the AX1 at the back of the lot. That's.
Should point that out.
Right next to the red.
That one, okay. The one that says AX1.
That's the one you're trying to get.
Okay, also.
Yes, yeah. And shield.
Okay.
The cut sheets that we put in the back of the drawings, that's something that, it's on all the Bank of Americas.
Yeah, that is the typical standard light fixture they use. There is another variant that's a little bit different on that, but that's typically the ones they use.
Yeah, that actually. Is there any way we could try again to match the streetscape, the poles at least?
It's not way.
If he's a four inch square, those are, we have like the, I don't know if you saw that, like you both helped to put in. It's like a decorative.
If it's just the pole itself, as you're talking about?
Yeah.
The bank would be agreeable with that. We would coordinate with the engineer against all the specs that are required. That's not an issue.
So the fixture would be what the fixture they're proposing, but the pole would be the streetscape pole?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I see.
One of our resident electrical experts here, you should have most input on this. Waiting for years.
So I have also that you ask the bank to whether or not you can strike the lot and you'll install the poles to match the streetscape poles with your pictures as proposed.
Yep.
This is nothing to do with lighting, but this landscape is pretty sad. It is nothing about improving the looks of it.
You did a great job with that.
Okay.
Usually that's something I thought would be too cool as part of the corner.
Maybe I will see if you can better with the new lights.
Right.
Pay for them upgraded, you know?
Yeah.
Any questions from the board? Not, let's open to the public. Is there anyone in the public that has a question or a statement about any of the testimony or this application? There's no one in the public. Public portion is now closed. Any further discussion from the board or a motion?
Eric, can you read the conditions?
Yes. Excuse me. The conditions are that they will improve landscaping to the satisfaction of the board engineer, that they will they'll modify the pole lights, lowering the intensity and providing outside shields to the satisfaction of the board engineer. They will ask their client, the bank, to stripe the parking lot. They will install the poles to match the streetscape poles with their proposed fixtures.
You have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the application with those conditions.
Second?
I'll second it since I haven't said a word in this.
Take a roll call, please.
Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
DeDulio? Vice Chairman DeCio?
Yes.
Duffy? Smith?
Yes.
McGinley? Bills? Ray? Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Can you say yes?
Yes.
Sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. On to 7 Surf Street. On the Carmine Langevin?
Lange,
okay.
Dave, I'm sure you're going to testify too, so I'm going to swear you both if you don't mind. Left hands on the Bible, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear to testify you're about to give us the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Okay, would you state your name, starting your last name, so the record will start with Carmine?
Carmine, L-A-N-G-E-D-I-N, Langevin.
And David Parra, he is Peter, A-R-A-L-E.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I again have looked at this notice. Very thorough, since they copied their entire from our zoning officer. I found it seemed to be in good order. I've marked the jurisdictional packet as A1. I marked architectural plans prepared by Catherine Franco as A2, dated 2/1/18. And this is basically a request to lift the house, do an expansion to square up the back, and they're actually adding on to it. So they don't need a height variance, but under our ordinance, it's 3 stories and we only allow 2.5 stories. So the height itself, the feet is okay, but the stories is not, so the variance. There are a number, this is, I think everyone's familiar with this lot and this tiny little cute house. So there are a lot of pre-existing variances that technically are expanded because they're raising and they're adding on. So we have the minimum lot area, 1,800 is required. They have 874.125. I'm going to ask you guys, is there any way that you can acquire land on either side of your anything to add on? Okay. Lot width, you're okay. Lot depth, 60 feet required. They have 35. minimum front yard. You're allowed to average it, you know, they have technically like minus 101, I think they're over, and they're going to zero. But that's a new variance technically because they're going to zero. They have each side yard, 3's required, 3 feet is required, sorry. They have 1.2 and 3.2. It's going to stay that way, but they're extending it because if you look at the plan, they're squaring off that little back part there, and they're going up. Both side yards, 6 feet is required. They have 4.4, same thing. Rear yard, 15 feet is required. 5.65 is existing and proposed and will continue. The maximum building height, again, because it's an undersized lot, they have 24 feet and 2 stories. They're going to 37 feet and 3 stories. They can go to 38 feet under our ordinance, but 2.5 stories, as I've indicated. Maximum building coverage is 50. They've got 67 point something close, you know, around there. And I don't know how they're doing it, but they're going down to 59, so they'll explain. And same with lot coverage, 70%. They have 68.3. It's going to be 71%. So that's pretty much it. You've got the plans. I'm taking it your architect is not here. Okay, I've noted that, or actually, board member DiGiulio has pointed out that her plans indicate the address as 6 Surf Street. That's incorrect. It should be 7, and you will make sure that she will correct that if this is approved and anything goes forward. Okay. So you want to explain what you're doing? And I think I said a lot of it, but you can just say what you're going to do.
Yeah. So the primary goal is obviously we want to lift it. I'm sorry, we don't have a fancy cardboard. This is my first variance ever, but the squaring off of the house is really for the stairs. When you're lifting it, there's really no place to put the stairs in the house, so that's why that became necessary to square that off, essentially for the stairs itself. What we were doing or hoping to do next was to add on to the second level over the existing kitchen and then if possible continue that up to the roof deck with a room space on the roof. I guess that's where we end up with something like 2.5 stories.
Your roof deck with the room on it, did you say?
Yeah.
And that room will be a habitable room up there.
Yes.
When you lift it, you're going to have a room underneath for a car?
Yes.
Do you have any off-street parking right now? Do you have off-street?
No.
Currently?
Yeah, currently there's no parking. On that side of the street, there's no parking either.
Okay.
So you don't lose a space to get a space.
Correct.
And you'll have 2 spaces below? Or one?
Probably one. I got rid of my tiny car, so I don't think it would
fit. No, I just looked at this area. It looked like maybe 2.
If you stack them, you might get 1.5.
There'd be enough height to stack.
you get one space under the house?
Yes.
A car and a bicycle.
And there are no spaces parking, right?
Correct.
I know I was speaking to you earlier, but I'll question it that you have talked to a house lifter because I think everyone's noticed how tight this is and it's going to be feasible to lift the house.
Yes. He wasn't able to come tonight either, unfortunately.
But
He goes, it probably goes from front to back underneath it.
And their concern was, you know, whether they start the addition first and then lift the house or what the feasible. They're feeling strongly counts to lift the house and then do whatever they're supposed to. And what's nice about it is that we really love that house for another year. You know, we love that very unique group that this house has. We wanted to try to keep as much of that historic aspect to it.
So I put all the changes really back to the house. So it's not really changing. Actually moved around scenery at one point, got located in that spot. And I promise that whatever's in the attic that we can't access now, it's all sorts of old stuff. And that's deep right all over the place. I literally held my phone up there on like video. And there's all sorts of stuff up there that we don't. Yeah, this is our. There you go.
Really was. That on the bridge.
Yep.
Yes, we have lots of questions about.
Just for the record, that was former Councilman Reed Murphy giving the historic history lesson.
Sorry, you know.
Yes, we do.
Jerry, I have one comment. I can't see how the building coverage was that. You questioned that at the beginning.
Yeah, I questioned that.
And if this is approved, it may be that you just want to say, you know, as per the footprint on the plan.
Right.
Or something, or because it looks like it's going to be unchanged.
The only thing I'm not sure of is to your point, because we are correcting, I think, the front extended perhaps. Oh. A little bit over
you
yeah. Yeah. I think, I don't know if that's enough to cover the, to be honest,
I don't care how much you that much.
It wasn't filling in that space on the back. Should be staying the same or increasing.
That's right.
Just how about correct that?
It's like it's like 70 feet, that square feet.
Where are you putting the, you putting the ACs on the roof or something? Or, yes.
Well, right now, we're discussing with our contractors where we can put air conditioning units. We're talking about, we already have central air in the house. And so the first two floors will be taken care of through that. We're thinking of adding one of those sort of wall-y units for the third floor just to sort of help, because that would be the one that's exposed to the sun the most.
But the compressor itself keeps me in the setbacks, so it's probably.
Well, they can't be any further into the setback than the walls of your home, because you know they're all in the setback because of this one, you know, home is the way it is, so it would have to be.
So where are they now?
It's literally right now we have our unit is where the stairs would be, the new stairs.
Not intended.
So it's on the ground.
I know it's with the it's up to the yeah. Yeah, we are somebody had purchased it in October of 2016. And what they did was they improved it a little bit. They raised up the air conditioner. They fixed a little bit of the kitchen. We have some strange other issues, but this is just a character pants.
There's a little spot on the roof that page, I think on page 2, where they kind of work out and put in just a little air conditioning.
It would be our third floor plan where the bathroom is a little thing.
Oh, yeah.
The existing air conditioner that is where you would go upstairs. That one would have to be up there as well.
We're trying to figure out what we can do. And again, we're, you know, for the second floor, there's only one bathroom in the house. It's on the second floor. That's already, we're trying to add one more there and a powder room.
That would be my number one priority, just especially because the master bedroom's up on the third floor.
I
It's small, right, Steve?
We don't know the true history.
Well, it was the bridge keepers,
Why it was stored.
Peed out the window.
I think that's how the bridge keeper got back in when he was out drinking. And I was going to say before that, the reason that we started to do all of this, obviously, is we were concerned about lifting the house, but HGTV is very interested in us being part of each house on there. It was right, each house bargain and renovation. And what they would like to do is, should we have approval, we're going to try to get to the next season of their show. We, everything came so close to last time, that's why Catherine, frankly, like, frantically was trying to draw stuff, we were trying to get it all approved, but we ran out of time for that season. So the producers are very interested in us, you know,
Could build a whole house in an hour?
Exactly.
And decorate it also.
Well, the producers have produced now in the fall or winter, they come in the summer, find out they can't walk them, right? They might make a house and not a town, you know.
Well, with this, everybody, we didn't know how any of these shows worked, it was just fascinating to learn how they do all this stuff. But they were very excited because they were trying to, the production companies, look more local here in New York. And they're trying to do more of the Jersey Shore. And I don't believe they've really hit much up here. They hit one brand once. Right. And now that I think they're trying to, you know, move local.
Is there any other testimony? Any questions from the board or discussion? Not, is there anyone in the public that has a statement or a question about the testimony? Please, sir, state your name for the record.
Reed Murphy, and I'm a resident at this point right now. I'd just like to say this house is very interesting for the history of Seatrite.
So, Reed, you solemnly swear the statements and testimony you're about to give us the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah,
just say yes. All right.
But, you know, like, this is an opportunity to take a really good solid piece of history to see that, you know, that what was long saved in that era of the building, and you guys, like, saw it. You held me in that. That house is going nowhere. I appreciate your response.
Is there anyone else in the public that has a statement tonight? If not, the public portion is now closed. Any further discussion or motion on the application? Roll call, please.
Sorry. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeCio?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
McGinley?
Yes.
Bills?
Yes.
Ray?
Well done.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Good luck with the bill.
Right, yes. Good luck.
There you go.
Don't worry, Reed will stop over, especially when you get in that attic and he can look through, he'll be over. There you go.
Is there anyone in the public that has any other business for the board this evening? If not, do we have a motion to adjourn? Second? All in favor? Meeting adjourned.
Excellent job on your first night, board member Ray, seconding that motion to adjourn.